to other areas of the city saying for the potential to do the same thing. And I'm questioning the public purpose of this street vacation.
Okay. Any other discussion from council? Anyone wish to testify on non-emergency ordinance 1467?
No one signed up.
All right. Moves to a second reading next week.
Thank you.
Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance number 1468?
Revoke permit granted by ordinance number 95557, authorizing construction and maintenance of a wooden loading platform in the sidewalk area on the north side of East Burnside Street between Southeast 2nd Avenue and Southeast 3rd Avenue.
Staff here to testify. Is there anyone
to come forward?
Is there anyone here that wishes to testify in 1468? All right.
I got a good briefing on it. I could tell it and answer any questions.
All right.
I'll vote against it if you
unless there's additional council discussion.
Commissioner Fritz, do you
Carla,
have an
can you please call the vote?
I will kill this ordinance if you
have
explain.
An objection? If
on
not,
the spot.
Carla, will you please save us and call the vote?
I move the
Leonard.
Question.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to Dee Walker from the Bureau of Transportation for explaining about this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
There's a scene of D's out there slumbering in the seat somewhere. It's been a long day. Aye. 1468 is approved. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance, item number 1469?
Authorize revenue bonds for the public safety system revitalization project.
You've seen a lot of democracy happen.
Yes.
We appreciate your patience, Mr. Johansson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioner Derek Johansson, City Debt Manager. This ordinance authorizes up to $9 million of limited tax revenue bonds for the first phase of the Public Safety System Revitalization Process, or PSSRP. Proceeds of this particular borrowing will fund a majority of the cost of the computer-aided dispatch component of the larger project. Other components of the PSSRP include replacement of the Portland Police Data System, the Public Safety Radio System, and the Portland Fire and Rescue Records Management System. Those subsequent projects will be funded through a combination of future borrowings and cash appropriations. These particular bonds will be repaid over a period of 8 years from the annual general fund appropriation that council previously reviewed as part of the most recent budget process last year. We expect to sell the bonds through competitive bidding in December of this year. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions, Commissioner Fritz?
How do we decide how much to appropriate from the general fund and how much to borrow?
In this case, I think the appropriation amount is like $2.35 million per year. So we're looking at both a combination of things. Projects that can be financed tax exempt, we will tend to finance with borrowings. Projects that would have to be financed taxably, we would tend to finance with the cash that comes into the project. So that's kind of one first cut. After that, it's a matter of managing the annual appropriation that's coming in relative to the debt service that we anticipate on the portion of the projects that qualify for tax exempt financing.
And just so that folks at home understand, why is it better to be tax exempt? Why is that good for the city?
Much cheaper, about 2 percentage points on average cheaper than going out for a taxable borrowing.
Thank you.
Is there anyone who wishes to testify on a non-emergency ordinance 1469? Move to a second reading. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance 1470?
Authorize River District urban renewal and redevelopment bonds and other financing for the Resource Access Center.
Mr. Johansson.
Thank you. For the record, Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. As you may recall, last month I was here with an initial ordinance authorizing up to $36 million for the Resource Access Center project. At that time, I mentioned that we'd be coming back now with the final implementing ordinance for that particular project. So that's why we're here today. This ordinance provides the final authorization for the borrowings necessary for the city to provide its contributions to this project. Total cost of the project remains at $46.8 million. The city's contributions are about $29.5 million. They'll be funded from the River District Urban Renewal area. We will be... Upon approval of this ordinance, we'll be going out entering in 2 lines of credit to provide construction period financing from now through sometime in 2011 or early 2012 Again, $16 million on the lines of credit, and then our additional $13.5 will come in probably in early 2012 to take out a portion of a financing that HAP is doing for this project. So all in, we'll be putting in $29.5 million in project financing. The ordinance authorizes up to $36 million, the difference being cost of issuance, debt service reserves, and so forth. I don't think we'll issue all $36 million, but we're providing just a little bit of cushion for that. This particular ordinance does have an emergency clause on it because the project is set to close in the second week of November, so we need to have an emergency on this particular ordinance.
Commissioner Fish, anything you want to add?
Just that Mike Andrews planned to be here from HAP, but he, because of our schedule, had to go to another meeting. And Danielle Ledesma is here if there are any questions directed to the Portland Housing Bureau. Danielle is now on my team. She is the housing liaison for my office, replacing Carmen Rubio. But my understanding is there are no substantive questions from council. So,
I guess I just want to ask one question. And I think I was gone the last time this came up, but this is still on track to be a LEED Gold or Platinum project?
Platinum.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Does anyone wish to testify on emergency ordinance number 1470? All right. Would you please call the vote, Carla?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz.
Congratulations, Commissioner Fish and Mayor Adams, for making sure that this can be done with the River District Urban Renewal Area money. Aye.
Fish.
I just want to acknowledge Eric's work. This project was held hostage for a while through an unrelated dispute involving the expansion of the River District. And as a result, we had to have a backup financing plan. So this was twice as complicated as it need be. But we had a dual track. We're now back to our preferred track. And I really want to thank Eric and Ken Rust and all the people who have been working on this so diligently. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Little by little, we're getting close. Good work, Commissioner Fish. Thank you, Eric. Aye. 1470 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance, Council Calendar Item 1471?
Authorize city fleet to purchase vehicles for police bureau use in the amount of $528,000.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Danielle. Pretty good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, good afternoon, Mayor Adams and City of Portland Commissioners. The item before you today requests the purchase of vehicles that will, in fact, replace lease vehicles that we have today. And of course, we pay a bit more for lease vehicles, and so we are requesting to purchase vehicles outright so that we can provide a savings to the city. And we've worked very closely. Jim Schindler is here with me with the Portland Police Bureau, and we think we've come up with a solution that'll make it work real well for the city. We'd also like to say that we expect to save about $180,000 per year. And I think that that'll be a great thing. Also, it's a project that we actually started on a couple of years ago, phasing out the lease vehicles. We currently do the repairs on the lease vehicles for the lease company. And because of that, we do not need to add any more FTEs. We're just basically switching one car for the other. So we believe that we're forward thinking. You know, we're doing our best with our goals to deliver efficient, effective, and accountable municipal services. And at this time, I'd just like to request that we can move forward with the purchase of the vehicles.
Council discussion?
Are these Crown Victorias?
These are actually, I'll let Jim answer that.
Jim Schindler, Fleet Coordinator with the Police Bureau. No, these are just standard sedans that basically we use for investigative purposes. We have a lease fleet that we were turning over every year. These will be on a three-year rotation, which we have found have been very efficient, very cost-effective, and this will complete the switch out. And the only lease vehicles we'll have left are grant-funded vehicles, year-to-year type situations.
Anyone wish to testify on emergency ordinance number 1471? Carla, would you please call the vote?
Leonard?
Aye.
Thank you for your help to my staff. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you both. Good work. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1471 is approved. Unless there's objections, 1472, if you could please read the title, and we will hold it over for a week.
Award contract to K&S Madison, Inc. for biosolids transport for $585,735 per year for a 5-year period.
Move to next week's agenda. Can you please read second reading, title 1473?
Authorize a contract and provide for payment to furnish replacement vehicles at $594,800.
Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I know the hour is late, but I want to explain about this because this is 4 vehicles for nearly $600,000. And John Hunt was very helpful in helping me understand the nature of the hybrid vehicles and that I believe it is a worthwhile financial commitment to order these vehicles. And the cost difference between this hybrid vehicle and regular vehicles is not insignificant. Some of the cost will be recovered through various grants that they're going after, and the remaining will be recovered through fuel savings, and John has committed to doing the study to make sure that bring back the information to us. Spending taxpayers' money wisely doesn't always mean going with the least expensive option. These hybrid step vans are more environmentally sound than a traditional van, and there is a reasonable expectation that grants and fuel savings will pay for the difference in price. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 1473 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance number 1474?
Authorize the assessment of $76,213 for a fire watch at 418 Southwest Washington Street, Portland, Oregon.
Commissioner Randy Leonard.
We have with us the Fire Marshal, John Knorr. Chief Knorr.
Mayor and Council, as the Commissioner said, John Knorr, Fire Marshal. I was here before you in March of this year to place an initial lien on the property for non-payment of a ordered fire watch. We came back for a second lien in May of this year. In July 31st of this year, our contract with the service provider ran out, and I told the property owner that we'd no longer be providing that fire watch that he was still responsible for, that if he chose to not provide his own fire watch at his own expense from that point forward, the business would be closed. Since August 1st, he has been providing a third-party fire watch at his own expense. The lien today, or the agenda item today, would authorize the third and final lien on the property so that the city can recover its costs through July 31st.
I have one question, Commissioner Leonard. Chief Knorr, you said that Mr. Pappas is required to obtain a third-party fire watch on his own dime.
Correct.
Going forward from August 1, 2009 to the present. Do you know, in fact, whether he has paid someone to provide those services?
I do not know, as a matter of fact, whether or not he has paid that. I know that I have a copy of the contract he has with a security company. And so I am not, I don't have official knowledge of whether or not he's paid for that. The city will not be billed for it.
All right, any additional discussion? Does anyone wish to testify on item number 1474?
Did Ted Pappas sign up?
Mr. Pappas, please come forward.
Thank you, Chief Knorr.
Welcome back to the City Council.
Good afternoon. Allow me to give you an update and a progress, please. What has transpired? I do have some copies here of an agreement that is about to be reached between the fire department and us. If you don't mind, can I pass them to you?
Sure. And for the record, I just need you to state your first and last name.
My name is Ted Pappas, T-E-D-P-A-P-A-S.
Chief Knorr, do you have a copy of this?
I do not have a copy with me.
You have received a copy?
We're looking at a winter pilot, yeah.
There are a couple drafts that have been working on back and forth, so I'll have to read it to see which draft I'm actually working on.
I'm sorry to go out of turn by this, but this won't kind of get your time. Chief Knorr, you do not have an executed agreement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Right. This is a proposed agreement and suggestions between Chief Knorr and my architect. About 2.5 weeks ago, the Board of Appeals said that this fire watch issue is overdue and directed the fire department and us to sit down and solve it. Consequently, my architect and Mr. Knorr met with Mr. Knorr's suggestions and agreed to certain repairs under a separate permit, those items which will make the fire watch to be removed. This agreement is being looked at right now as we're speaking with the city attorney, and the copies you just received. Also, my bank and a third-party investor will commit to funding the improvements, but there is a catch, and that is the cloud over the building with this fire watch. If the council votes today for a link to remain, a landmark of 36 years will close its doors, and 68 employees will lose their jobs, and the 4th of Washington spot will join the rest of the empty storefronts. I will ask the council today to delay your decision until you take your time to take a look about the implications of this fire watch issue. After a year and a half, and I repeat, a year and a half, for BDS to say, yes, we will give you a single permit to correct those items. May I say what those items are? They are rather minimum. There is a lid over this skylight which has to be placed, okay, and some fire sprinkles, and also the dumbwaiter to be disarmed until the general permit is issued. By the way, the general permit is ready waiting for us to pick it up. But what is interesting is that from the start, BDS made it very clear to us that no single permit will be issued until this whole building is evaluated and under one permit only. So after a year and a half and $240,000 of a fire watch, and I repeat, $240,000 of a fire watch, what stall, why couldn't I get a single permit to correct those items? I congratulate the fire department to step forward and cooperate under the directions of the fire board to come up with some resolution. And that resolution could have been done a year and a half ago. Can I continue?
I'll give you additional time.
Thank you. So what's most interesting, it is my architect, Mr. Steve Winterstill, he had a meeting yesterday with Mr. Hank McDonald and to get the single permit. And he asked the question again, why Mr. McDonald could not get a single permit to take care of this item that we're almost to sign out right now? His answer was, you never asked for it. And I repeat, you never ask for it. When we were told from day one consistently that not a single permit will be issued until the end. And finally, in August, it was when all this, for the last year and a half, in August, that we received all the full cooperation with us and the fire department and the BDS, we got the authorization to pick up the general permit to start construction. So Mr. Knorr has come up. And the other thing I couldn't understand, why did we get the chance only 2.5 weeks ago to go in front of the fire board? And the fire board finally said, it's about time you resolve this issue. This is overdue. And the fire department finally has stepped up to tell us what is to be done to take the fire watch away. Now, the question, Mr. Fish, earlier, if the advanced security has been paid, you asked a question. No, sir, has not been paid, and they are very patient, and they're working with me because I don't have the money. If Advanced Security walk away tomorrow, okay, as I understand it, my business will be shut down. That much I know. And every hour costs me $20. Since July 31st, August 1st, there is a $27,000 bill. I pay a little bit of money. That's all I could afford. They have been patient. They have been cooperative very well, and I have not paid them. And that is the truth because I cannot afford to pay them. Okay? In place right now, as we're speaking, there's a proposal in the bank. The bank will release the money. They make the commitment. The third-party investor, the only cloud over this is this lien. And by the way, the total cost of this FireWatch, it's not $217,000. It's $240-some-thousand, including since August 1st till now, every day. And I talked to Mr. North the hallway. I said, John, you know, it costs me $500 a day. Can we speed this process, please? Please? I'm ready to pick up the permit, the single permit that is necessary to those changes tomorrow. I contact the scaffolding company. The contractor is ready to do the lead to get the FireWatch. I can do it in 4 days.
So anything you want to conclude with?
I would like to conclude that please delay the decision today until you take a harder look into this issue. Don't vote today. Just give it some time.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Pappas. Thank Appreciate you. Your testimony.
Thank you.
You'd like me to respond?
Sure. Is that all right?
You can take your seat.
Thanks, sir.
I think in the issue of business development, attracting business and retaining business, I won't say that I've worked harder than anybody here, but at least as hard as anybody on this council to keep and retain businesses. And I think there are those in the neighborhoods who would argue that at times I've worked too hard. I'm too business friendly. I'm too willing to find compromises. I'm too willing to find a middle ground. What I just saw here was just incredible, knowing the story the way I know the story. This has been part of the strategy for years that has played out. That really what is a Portland landmark, and it saddens me. It saddens me to have people at home hear what they just heard framed in a way so artfully and so skillfully, so as to make the owner of this business not the perpetrator of a potential tragedy, but a victim. It's incredible for me to sit and hear this strategy play out to this level, because this strategy of delay has been precisely the strategy that has occurred for years that has allowed this building to reach the level that, quite frankly, should have caused it to be shut down before I was commissioner in charge of fire. That was my question to the Fire Bureau. How could you let it get to this place? Not whether or not the building should be shut down, because, Mr. Pappas, were I the commissioner in charge of fire at the first inspection, your business would have been shut down that day. It is an imminent hazard to the health and safety of not just the people that work in your building, but the customers and also the firefighters. We've reached the end of the line. We've reached the end of the discussions. It's always about a document that's not quite signed but almost ready to be signed, always about a decision that's not quite reached, but, boy, just next week we're ready to reach it. It's always about a conversation that happened in a hall, and I cannot in good conscience allow that strategy to continue. It has to stop, and it has to stop now. We have to do what's right by way of the citizens of this city, by the people that works for Mr. Pappas, and by the people who protect our city, the firefighters of this city.
Commissioner Leonard, I have just one question. This is an emergency ordinance, and I'm prepared to follow your lead on this, but is there a reason, what's the reason why this is an emergency ordinance and not just put on in the ordinary course with a second reading?
It takes some time for it to take effect, were it to not be an emergency ordinance, and it is our belief that is in the taxpayer's best interest to have this ordinance take effect immediately.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Anyone else wish to testify on 1447? This is an emergency ordinance. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, the Fire Code Board of Appeals did hear an appeal on October 14th of 2008, and they denied the request and left the fire watch in place. We had a hearing earlier this year and then delayed so that I could look through the entire record, and the council voted to approve the fire watch. So this vote is merely paying for what was authorized and has not been paid for, so it's not a matter of something moving forward. It's just paying for what the Fire Bureau and what the city's already provided in services. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1474 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance? Item number 1475.
Amend subrecipient contract with Portland Development Commission to add $3,249,384 for a total contract amount not to exceed $9,724,209 for the coordination of the Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Do we have staff here?
I'm prepared to talk to this, Mayor.
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Nick Fish.
Thank you. If John Gale from PDC and Phil Willis Conger from the Housing Bureau would come forward, please. And while they're getting settled, I'll just make a brief opening remarks, Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon is currently ranked 13 in the nation for foreclosures, and the numbers in Portland continue to climb. To stimulate the economy and to assist local communities, Congress allocated federal money last July to create the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, or NSP, to help stabilize neighborhoods hit hardest by foreclosures. NSP dollars cannot be used to prevent foreclosures, only to get foreclosed properties back into the hands of new homeowners. This amendment before you authorizes the Portland Development Commission to administer Portland and Multnomah County's $3.2 million in NSP allocation. These funds must be obligated and spent quickly, and this amendment will ensure that PDC staff can get the money on the street to help Portlanders in need now. We're proposing that the money be spent through three targeted programs designed to acquire and rehabilitate foreclosed properties in state-designated areas at high risk of more foreclosures. $1.2 million will support the, quote, own your own, end quote, a financial assistance program which will help at least 23 home buyers purchase homes. There will be $884,000 in a set-aside, which will help provide affordable housing to hardworking families who make 50% or less of the median family income. That's $35,000 or less for a family of four. And another $1.2 million will assist home buyers or renters making up to 120% MFI to find permanent and affordable housing. These monies would be distributed in a competitive process along with the set-aside funds. To complement these federal funds, the city has allocated $315,000 for foreclosure prevention services to five trusted nonprofits to meet the growing problem. At my suggestion, the Portland Housing Bureau is using a portion of the NSP administrative funds to cover overhead staff fees. This will free up an additional $75,000 in other funds for the city to allocate as part of the $315,000 in foreclosure prevention services. We continue to look for ways to creatively respond to foreclosure issues at every opportunity. I'd like to thank John and Phil for bringing this amendment before us today and open it to my colleagues if they have questions.
Questions from the City Council. You have been incredibly patient. Thank you. Is there anyone that wishes to testify on this item? All right. It's a long wait for a speedy resolution. Carla, can you please call the vote?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, it was a long wait, and this is a worthy program, and it also speaks to what Commissioner Fish was talking about earlier, that where there's a lot of programs that weren't in the sidewalk management plan that we're looking at to help people buy homes and keep their homes. And so, and this is a lot of money. So thank you for your work in helping to bring it and allocating it. And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for all of your work on these difficult issues. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your good work and for your patience. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, and thanks, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Adams.
Thank you for your good work. Thanks for waiting. Aye. 1475 is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance number 1476?
Authorized settlement with Jeffrey M. Wapner regarding disability claim and employment rights.
Thank you as well for waiting.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mayor Adams and City Council members, I'm Linda Jefferson, Director of the Bureau of Fire and Police Disability and Retirement. And I'm here today to ask your approval of a settlement for a disability claim for member Jeffrey Wapner. And I also have Frank Olushin from the City Attorney's Office here. So if you do have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them for you.
Is there discussion from council? Is there anyone that wishes to testify on Emergency Ordinance 1476? Carla, would you please call the vote on Emergency Ordinance 1476?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Thanks for your work. Aye.
Thank
1476
you.
Is approved. We are recessed until 6 p.m.
What a day.